Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now because it's time for the party with Big John and Porky.
And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Kidnapping Case Continues. It was a real mystery, a real mystery. Ever since the Widow Dilly was kidnapped and being held for ransom, Private Eye Yuki Butcha has been working hard on the case, and he has secured a couple pretty good clues, but every time we turn around, the kidnappers are foiling us again. It seems that at least one of them is a master of disguise. He can dress up and make himself up to look like anyone he wants to, and that's what has us so confused. We were going into Yuki's office when a surprise met our eyes. So come join us and see what happened.
Just plod into the office there, Sparky lad. After you, Big John.
Wow! Hey, what happened in here?
Hey, what's happened here in my office?
My goodness, this place is a shambles. Why, it looks like somebody broke in here and just wrecked the place.
Boy. Wow, there are papers all over the floor and furniture is overturned and books have been thrown out of the bookcases.
There, shut the door, lad. We're going to get to the bottom of this one way or the other. I suspect something, Big John. But first, let me take a look at my wall safe in back of this here picture here.
Is there a safe in back of that picture on the wall, Yuki?
Yeah, that's right, lad. It looks like whoever it was that ransacked my office didn't know that the safe was here either. Let me open it up and see if everything's inside.
Have you got money in that safe, Yuki?
No. I keep my money in my shoe. I got all the clues and the evidence against them there kidnappers in this here safe. That's what they were after, not money.
Oh, boy, how about that? A real safe in the wall.
Yeah, now we'll just open it up. Oh, there we are. Yeah, the evidence is still in there, safe and sound. Looks like the kidnappers missed it after all.
The kidnappers?
Fine.
You mean you think it was the kidnappers who broke in here and wrecked your office like this?
Right. 100% correct. They wanted to get the evidence that I've got against them.
Well, in that case, let's try to find some clues that'll prove that they broke in here. Come on, Sparky, take a look around, see if you can find anything.
Yeah, there must be something around here.
See something over here under this steam heat radiator.
Huh?
Yeah, hey, look at this. Here, Yuki, did you lose a glove?
Well, let me see that there, lad.
Sure, here you are. It was on the floor. It was underneath the radiator. A gray glove.
Uh-huh. Take a look at this, Big John. A gray suede glove.
Say, Mr. Lukerpoke, you know the bank president was wearing gloves like that yesterday when we forced his car over to the side of the road.
Is that right?
Or at least the kidnapper disguised to look like Mr. Lukerpoke was wearing them.
Right. Well, that settles it, Big John. It was the kidnappers who broke into the office while we were gone. Just tore this place apart.
Yeah, looks like you might be right there, Yuki.
Hey, did I find a good clue, Yuki?
Yeah, you sure did, lad. Now we know the kidnappers were here trying to steal the evidence that I got against them. Yeah, at least we know that they're afraid of us. Yes, sir.
Now what do we do?
Well, for one thing, I believe we're going to have to be on our guard constantly. Those kidnappers are desperate, and I think very dangerous.
Not to mention clever.
Yeah, not to mention clever.
Boy, now they got me double mad. First they warned me to get off the case or else. Now they wrecked my office. I'll catch them if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, before we try to capture them, let's straighten this place up. It's a shame that they had to wreck it like this. My.
Yeah, look at that. They busted the statue of the Indian sitting on his horse.
Don't worry. I'll get him for this, fellas. I'll have him in jail or else my name is not Yuki, but your Private Eye.
Here, Sparky, come on over here. I'll pick up these books and get them back into the bookcase. I'll get those papers up off the floor here and get them back in their proper place on Yuki's desk. You can help with that.
Yeah, okay, Big John. Maybe while we're picking up these things, we'll find some more clues.
Yeah, right you are, lad. That'd be real fine. Bill Price.
Somebody's coming in at the door.
Stand back, fellas. Might be one of them there kidnappers coming back.
Here, stand behind me, Sparky.
Well, what's going on in here? What are you fellas doing here? Wrecking the place?
It's only the mayor.
What do you mean, only the mayor? Aren't you glad to see me, lad?
Sure. It's just that we thought you were one of the kidnappers coming back.
What do you mean, one of the kidnappers coming back? Was one of them in here?
Well, you see this here office of mine? See what it looks like, don't you, Mayor?
Yeah, what are you doing, Uke? House cleaning or something?
Well, while we were in your jailhouse, Mayor, those kidnappers broke in here and just wrecked the place.
Well, now, why would they want to go and do a thing like that, Yuki?
Because I've got some evidence against them. That's why, Mayor. They were after it.
Oh.
Fine.
Did they get it?
Now, Yuki had it in his safe with a combination lock on it in the wall behind that picture.
Oh, good. They did not get the evidence then. Is that right, Yuki?
No, here it is, right here on the top of the desk, safe and sound.
Well, Yuki, what's it doing sitting there on the top of your desk? Why don't you have it inside your wall safe?
Well, Bear, I haven't had time to put it back yet. Have to open up the safe to make sure it was in there, safe and sound.
You know, Yuki, I don't like you having that valuable evidence laying around here in your office like this.
What do you mean, Mayor?
Well, if the kidnapped fellers broke in here once, they'll do it again. Maybe next time they'll get that there evidence.
Oh, no, they won't. No, they won't. They don't know that there's a wall safe behind that there picture.
Well, I know, but the next time they might find it. Yuki, why don't you let me take that there evidence and put it in the safe down at City Hall?
Now, that's an excellent idea.
That's right. Kidnappers never break into City Hall. And in the safe at City Hall, the evidence you've got against him would be just as safe as if it was in Fort Knox.
Yeah, I think that's what you should do, Yuki.
Yeah, boy, the kidnappers could never get it there.
Well, all right, Mayor. I think it's a good idea, too. Here you are. Take the evidence. It's all inside this here box. And lock it up in your safe at City Hall.
All right, Yuki, old boy. This here evidence is safe and sound. Now, I'll take it up to City Hall. Right now.
Hey, do you want me to go along as your bodyguard, Mayor?
No, lad. I'll be all right. I only have to walk down the street to City Hall.
Well, don't waste any time getting that stuff into the City Hall safe there, Mayor.
Oh, don't worry, Buster. This here evidence will be safe and sound in the City Hall safe in less than 5 minutes.
Okay, Mayor. So as we get this here office of mine straightened up, we're going to go out and track down the kidnappers.
All right, fellers. Good luck to you. I'll see you around, fellers. So long.
Now, so long, Mayor. Let us know if you hear anything from the kidnappers.
Don't worry, I will.
So long, Mayor. Well, that was a good idea the mayor had, putting that evidence in his safe at City Hall, Yuki.
Yes, it certainly was. Yes, indeed. Excuse me, here's a little answer to the telephone there, Big John. Hello? Yuki Butcher's Private Eye Detective Agency. Yuki Butcher, Private Eye at this end of the line. Go ahead, it's your nickel.
Oh, Yuki. You and Big John get down here to my office real quick, double quick.
Okay, Mayor, we'll be right. Hey, wait a minute, is that you, Mayor? Hey.
Of course it's me. Who'd you think it was?
Yeah, but Mayor, it can't be you on the phone. You just now this very second walked out of my office.
What's the matter with you? I ain't done no such thing. I've been sitting here tied up in my chair with a gag in my mouth. The kidnappers come in here and for no reason at all, they dragged me up hand and foot.
Uh-oh. We'll be right over, Mayor. Goodbye. Fellers, that was the mayor on the phone. That fellow who was in here just a minute ago wasn't the mayor. He's one of the kidnappers dressed up like the mayor.
What? No, that wasn't the mayor we were talking to? Wow, what a disguise. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, now, I'm telling you, those kidnappers are really something. Can you imagine? One of them came right here in Yuki's office talking to us, and we thought he was Mayor Plumfront. Had on a disguise, and he looked like so much like Mayor Plumfront, you just couldn't tell. And he just asked Yuki for the evidence that Yuki has got to use against the kidnappers, and he walked right out of the office with it. But how'd we know he was a kidnapper? We thought it was the mayor. Boy, it's getting so you don't even know who you're talking to around here. I'll see you later, kids. I gotta hurry back to the gang and get down to Mayor Plumfront's office. I'll see you later. So long. Boy.